You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it.
No, I got it.
Seriously, I insist.
I insisted first.
Oh, don't be silly.
You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
No!
The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by Sheen.
Well, 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 it's another Monday night. Stevie P. Vinny T. here. We got Uncle Jerry in the house. And there's a meaning behind this thumbnail. What are we going to be talking about, Stevie P? The usual mistakes, Milan. We're going to be talking about some rumors. We're going to be talking about Serie A. We're going to be talking about what's happening with the Yankees and the Mets, Steve, for Fabio. I think he's having a heart attack. I think he's feeling good. But what else are we talking about?
Guys, we're talking about Milan, guys. We're talking about our beloved Milan that unfortunately is something that destroys weekends. It's like a Colossus Marvel character. It's Milan, guys. We're talking about Milan.
Cari amici sportivi, welcome you to another edition of the Milan Weekly Podcast. Here we talk everything Milan, the usual mistakes Milan, and Uncle Jerry, we trust the Milan, because, hey, we were called Jerry lovers, TVP, so might as well run with it. Cardinale, forza Redbird. I know some people are going to hate us for this, but hey, we're having a bit of fun, Steve. You know what this is all about? Social media, having a bit of fun. It's been a while, me and you, and boy, do we have lots of things to talk about. But you know what, Steve? At least we got the display. Okay, Presidente came in clutch, told us use the TikTok too. Peter, yeah, cold in Montreal? It's a little cold, but snowing. It's going to be 5-10 centimeters of snow. Then it's going to rain. Then it's going to freeze. The usual Montreal weather, but we're not here to talk about the weather, CVP. Let's get straight into it, man. Do you want to see? Let's look at Uncle Jerry. Look at it. He's telling us, don't worry. Regardless of the results, regardless, we're going to have fun with this. But once again, starting lineup questions. We're facing Atalanta. I know me and Jan were talking about last time we're on, like, you know, I think we only had lost to them in Serie A. No, we hadn't lost to them since that loss, other than Coppa Italia. Musso on the right once again. Was it jitters, Stevie P? Was it facing a much better team? But then again, I did not see, wow, what a Scudetto contender. We're like, wow, they're just dominating us. We didn't do anything to write home about. But let me get your first thoughts about the starting lineup and how it came to be, obviously, the Captain America injury. But your first thoughts before starting the game?
Watching the game and looking at the starting lineup, you know, I'm okay with what he's trying to do. We obviously have a problem in the middle of the pitch. If he doesn't start Pulisic in the middle of the pitch, he has to put someone else in there. And we kind of struggle on the right wing. If we put Pulisic on the right wing, we got to find someone else in there. We put him in the middle. We got to put Musa on the other side. Look, regardless of who we're starting, guys, this is not my Milan. And this is not my Milan from an attitude standpoint. If they didn't understand that this was a game that they had to wake up and come out for, then we need to turn our attention to who's preparing them for this match. And I'm going to go back to Fonseca. I don't think he has them prepared. I don't think he understands how to be prepared for a big game match like this, because Vinny, you know, he hasn't done much. He hasn't done much throughout his coaching career, and I have zero confidence in him moving forward. I have zero confidence with him and our Champions League lives in his hands. I have zero confidence in the management in fixing the holes that we have, because we had an obvious hole at right back, and we got Emerson fucking Royal.
One game Emerson out of seven, Royale. Good Emerson Royal. But, you know, Steve, it's just like, you're saying, I understand what he's trying to do, but look at these stats. Look at, okay, we came off strong, there was an offside goal, whatever, and then it just felt like, when we tied it up, you know, and guys, I don't want to talk about referees. It's just like, I think Fonseca was wrong, Steve. I felt he was right about defending Milan, but to come out and talk bad about referees where it wasn't, Steve, it wasn't a blatant foul for me. It's just like, we've seen these things happen so many times. To me, I did not see it. When the VAR, whatever, VAR didn't come in hand, coming over, but Theo trying to complain. The way I read, because obviously, by the way, Steve, you could put money on ex Milan players scoring against us, but the way the VAR audio came out and just say, like, de catalare assaltate in anticipio, like he jumped before him. I did not see any problem. Did you have a problem with him complaining about referees? Because in the end, we tried to play for a tie and we got caught.
My problem with that is twofold. One, we're looking for excuses when we're not in form and we're not ready for the game. That's from Fonseca. You know me, Vinny, we've been doing it a long time. I was the first and one of many after that to jump on the Montella hate wagon, because I hated the fact that every single game we sucked, he had an excuse for. And it seems like every game we suck, Fonseca has an excuse for. What I'm more worried about is Theo Hernandez continuously getting beat on challenging headers in the box on the second post. I don't care if it's the Ketela. I couldn't give a flying fuck, really, about CDK. It's gone. It's done with. That's papers having absolutely nothing to write and continuously smashing on Milan. It's never the same article when an ex-Juventino scores on Juve, except for the fact that no one celebrates. That's the thing that pisses me off. They make it bigger than it is. It just didn't work out. We might have mismanaged. We might have not.
It's possible.
There was an article that came out and went as far back as fucking Aubameyang. That we missed
like an artist, serious man, Jesus Christ.
Okay, Aubameyang at 15 years old, you're not gonna play, you're gonna play, and we're gonna make Shevchenko sit. But if you have to come out with an article, Gazzetta dello Sport, or any other clown that's behind the computer nowadays, having absolutely nothing else better to type, get your shit together and say the facts. You cannot go back to Aubameyang, where you I get it. It happens. But it happens so many times. You know, is there an article every fucking week that Manchester City let go of Cole Palmer? It's Cole Palmer.
It's just... Right, but people like to hate on Milan, Steve.
No,
people
but like it's not that, Vinny. It's the mentality. It's the mentality of this aging league. You understand? I saw an interview with Chiellini who said, you know, the Premiership is the Super League. And I think he was with Roy Keane and the Neville brother. When they sit and they eat. I would love to be on that show because they eat. But, you know, for Chiellini to come out there and sit with two guys of the Premier League and say, you know, EPL is the Premier League. That's the root of this stuff. You understand? It's not the Cardinales, guys. That other idiot who was attacking Marcello and then the other peasant. It's like, guys, that's not the root of our argument here. It's not Cardinale yes or Cardinale no. The root of this argument from both sides is the one that no one wants to talk about. And they refuse. And me and you have been talking about it for 10 years. If your league is 10 years behind all the other leagues, you can have whatever owner you want. You can have whatever chic wants to spend some penny money on buying a team. You can have an oil tycoon. You can have someone very rich from America. If the league is 10 years behind, it's going to be a problem nonetheless. It's going to be a problem.
In the end, you know what? I think what we're talking about is that instead of concentrating on, look.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
We got beat by a better team. We got beat on two set plays, and people just want to concentrate on CDK scoring on us. Look, guys, Atalanta is not in first place for no reason. Good for them, right? It's rightfully, deservingly being there. But I just felt, Steve, that I just felt like after scoring that 1-1 goal with Morata, and just like we just gave up. I didn't see anything. Like I saw the. Now again, I'm no coach, Steve. I'm not a professional. I'm not gonna sit here and pretend that he was trying to play for the tie. But obviously Fonseca.
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies.
I got it.
No, no, I got it.
Seriously, I insist.
I insisted first.
Don't be silly.
You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
No!
The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
It doesn't seem to be the right man for their job because, you know, I'm a positive guy, Steve. But now I'm starting to... So Champions League position, I'm starting to worry a little bit, right? I'm starting to worry a lot.
You got to worry a lot. Don't worry a little.
That's why I'm a positive guy. I'm worrying on this one, and I know that we have a great schedule for the Red. Well, great schedule. We never know what kind of Milan is going to show up on this one. We do have the 125th anniversary game against Genoa on Sunday. Please, Milan Club Montreal, president said he's paying the coffee for everybody and even some, perhaps some French fries and some beers. Chicharro's this Saturday, but look, in the end, I'm saying I'm starting to get worried because I'm the hopeless romantic. You're saying worry. Definitely start worrying.
Absolutely, 100%. Everybody needs to worry. So stop your bickering, Cardinale or no Cardinale. There's a problem, guys. There's a problem that there's no project. There's no project. Again, I feel like I skip a show and say the same speech. I skip a show and say the same speech. You have to be worried because there is no project, guys. If you think that our management right now is in place and is 1,000%, like Liban said, 1,000% able to fix the situation, guys, we have a problem because I don't think so. And again, we can nitpick on things, right? But like you said, and we have to face it, sometimes week in and week out, and the beauty of Serie A is that teams like Atalanta will make these runs and will be competitive, but they do a better job of selling and rebuilding, which what now Serie A, quote unquote, has become. Milan, on the other hand, has a very hard time selling and rebuilding. It takes us two times longer.
Just seems that we're always going back. Going back to the numbers, and it's like, okay, we need to negotiate 3 months where the striker Retegi came in within 3 days and they got the job done. Look, it is what it is, guys. Not the result that we wanted. I know there's still, 14 games left in Serie A. Steve, if you had to pick, because I'm not going to go with flop of the game because there's many flops. Can you go with a top of the game? One top of the game.
I just don't like the mentality of the team. Like, it's not enough for me top. You got to be top the full 90 minutes if you're going to be a top. And I don't think anybody on that team was top for 90 minutes or else we would have pulled out a result.
Would you go with Morata? I found Morata being more... Yeah, sorry, Fabio, 24 games remaining. Morata was a bit more, sometimes he seems to be invisible in games, at least he was a bit more present. I don't have nothing against Leao on this one, but Steve, to pick a flop of the game, there's so many to pick, but what's your easiest one? Teo?
You know that I have my rule there not to pick Emerson Royal as the flop because he's the consistent flop until we find the solution for that. My flop is Theo Hernandez. I just don't think he's doing enough. I saw in the chats the Milanista report coming in. Thank you guys for checking in. And them saying, his mental state with the rumors going on of what he did and the accusations, blah, blah. We're not going to get into it here. I don't want to talk about it. But if there's something going on outside the field besides the happiness of him announcing that he's having another child, and he's bringing it onto the pitch, then we have a problem. It's a very big problem.
It starts with Genoa on Sunday. Then we, I know we're starting the year to 2025 with Juve. We got Champions League on Wednesday. Do you think that what we've seen so far, Steve, in the last, 14 weeks is that bad performance, we can't get a streak going. Bad performance, and all of a sudden we're going to come out on Champions League on Wednesday and come out with a convincing win. And Astri Milanistas are still going to have our feet on the ground. But is this what we're looking at? The season's like, we're going to come up with one, two good wins, and then we're going to come back. And it's like...
Fonseca, se mangio panettone. He's going to eat it because I don't think this management has the testicular fortitude to make the change. It's going to happen. It's going to be an easy thing. The testicular fortitude, Vinny, had to happen 5 games ago when we said it's not going to work. It's not going to work for what we've seen one continent away. And I wish in whichever God everybody believes in and listens to, that I was born under some other lucky star, and be able to be in these conversations, because it someone has to tell them it's not going to work. And it's just not going to work because of a feeling. And I don't know if everybody has that same feeling. And it's easy to always blame the coach, but the players and the Sostanza is there. And if, you know, and if you can't get this group to believe in what you want to achieve, day one, day 15, day 30, you have a problem at day 10. After 10 games, if you cannot get the team to produce and play the way you want to play, which I still have not figured out what he wants to play.
Yeah.
And this is something that I like to look at very much. And I haven't heard anybody on any social media or TV show or article that I've read that was able to tell me what Fonseca's football style is. Because it's
high line. You know what?
Absolutely fucking ridiculous if it's high line. That's like Sunday school soccer high line. We're not playing against guys in a garage league over here, Vinny. We're playing against professionals.
It's just
high line. We have a serious mental problem.
The positivity, Vinny, the hopeless romantic, Vinny is having a hard time, and it's just that goal in the 84th minute, it just took out the air out of me. It's just like, to me, it was like, okay. In my head, I was preparing that. I can't believe we're going to tie this game because we haven't done anything to try to do anything. That's a good comment. We're Roma in 2019 season where they made good Champions League run, but not top four. We do have a top four question after on the Patreon, which we're going to touch base. But CDP, any closing things? I know we got Champions League on Wednesday. We got the Genoa on Sunday 2:45. A celebration, hopefully, is going to be a celebration even on the table, on the score sheet, 125th anniversary. I know a couple of guys on the Patreon chat already got. I don't understand how Gio in California, he pre-orders it and he gets it like the day that it gets released. But even Colin got it himself. But hopefully a celebration this Sunday. Again, join us at Chicharos. Anybody here in the Montreal, guys? I know it's hard. I know it's hard when the team is not doing well. And I think I could probably speak for all Milan clubs around North America. Just show up. Just show up and watch what your fellow Milanistas. Drink your sorrows away if we need to, but at least it will be a celebration for the 125th and hopefully 3 points because we definitely need them. Steve, any closing comments before we get into our Serie A recap and then into the
podcast? Get your shit together. That's my closing ceremony. It's my get closing one from now till the end of the year. Get your shit together. I don't care about 125-year anniversary fake birthday parties where you can make crazy videos using whatever fancy software you have, Milan. Get your shit together. Start playing like Milan. Find a way to create some sort of happiness for all Milan fans around the world, especially for Christmas time.
This episode is brought to you by Spreaker, the platform responsible for a rapidly spreading condition known as podcast brain. Symptoms include buying microphones you don't need, explaining RSS feeds to confused relatives, and saying things like, "Sorry, I can't talk right now, I'm editing audio." If this sounds familiar, you're probably already a podcaster. The good news is Spreaker makes the whole process simple. You record your show, upload it once, and Spreaker distributes it everywhere people listen. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and about a dozen apps your cousin swears are the next big thing. Even better, Spreaker helps you monetize your show with ads, meaning your podcast might someday pay for, well, more microphones. Start your show today at Spreaker.com. Spreaker, because if you're going to talk to yourself for an hour, you might as well publish it.
But yeah.
And get me wins. Champions League, win. Genoa, win. Game after, win. There's 9 points in December up for grabs. Come home with 9 points. And then in 2025, we're going to start figuring things out. Si se mangiu panettone Fonseca, se mangiu lo panettone. I have no problem with that. But after that, you have to start figuring things out.
And for people that don't speak Italian, Steve, si mangia panettone, meaning this is a kind of saying in Italian that si mangiare panettone means it's going to stay cold by the time Christmas and New Year's comes around. Panettone, beautiful, beautiful delicacy. It's the time, if you guys do not know, go to your Italian bakery, anything, get yourself a panettone and a fantastic French toast that you could do with 9 points is mandatory in December. On that note, let's get to some other news, shall we?
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it.
No, I got it.
Seriously, I insist.
I insisted first.
Don't be silly.
You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
No! The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
This segment is brought to you by Fubo.tv, your home for all things Serie A, EPL here in Canada, e anche commentario in italiano. Stevie P, Friday started off with the two teams playing in Champions League. Inter, convincing win against Parma. No surprises here. Any takeaways from this game?
They're still the best team in Serie A.
All right, so not in first place, but yes, definitely. I can't argue that. Obviously, Atalanta, Milan, Genoa, Torino, stalemate 0-0. Juventus si svegliato, Steve. Down 2-0, coming back from behind and much needing this 1 point. Because Juventus, are you, I know us Milanese fans, we're worrying right now. As a Juve fan, are you worrying? Because they got Man City, right? They're playing Wednesday, correct? Yeah.
To be honest with you, this is the cream, the cherry on my Sunday for the weekend.
There was a lot of these. Trumpet. That's for you, Liban. How did you take this way? Oh, scusate, it was on repeat.
There shouldn't have been that many goals. I think Bologna botched it. But again, like I was saying, cherry on top of my Sunday for an absolute shit weekend. Starts off on a Friday, so your weekend is shit when Inter wins and Milan loses. Then you start watching a Juve game and you're kind of half smiling because Bologna takes a 2-0 lead, only to get indigestion to the ultimate degree. The ultimate degree where we would needed that brioche. Remember the brioche? The thing that 10 years ago we created, the brioche, and other people copied us on local radio? That brioche had to come back. And I needed that brioche to digest this terrible, terrible points dropped by Bologna and gained by Juve. That's terrible.
You know who did not need brioche? Maybe before the game, our Roma fans. Steve, they have 3 points on the board. Roma, grandissima vittoria, una Roma strepitosa against Lecce, 4-1. Steve, there was no other results that could have went like they needed this, like badly, definitely badly. And I don't blame, I feel bad for Ranieri, especially, you know, mi chiama la Roma, but a much needed 3 points from Roma on this one.
Yeah, the guy just wants to retire and he keeps on getting sucked back in, and this time it's from Roma. He's usually the salvation expert, so I'm not worried for Roma about with in terms of salvation, because they are an important club to Serie A, but they need to turn things around. If there's another team other than Milan that needs to get their shit together, it's Roma. From a project standpoint, from a coaching standpoint, from a future prospect standpoint, it's time. It's time for them to get their shit together. And it's funny. Those two teams are the teams that have been struggling the past couple of years. Okay, Milan did win a Scudetto. But is it funny that both those two teams have been trying to negotiate Roma for it's going to be 10 years in 2025 that they're trying to build a stadium just to advance this dinosaur Serie A league. And both of them are having also trouble on the pitch. A coincidence?
The other scores, Fiorentina. You know what? I'm happy for them. Fiorentina, even though not a big convincing win, taking home the 3 points against Cagliari at home. And we're going to take a look at the tables very soon. Empoli, 4-1. Verona, well, definitely them. I'm not sure about them. I don't know if they, yeah, the relegation. Venezia, Como, 2-2. An exciting game on this one. Even Como, they're battling. Good for them. And then we had twice in 1 week, TVP. Now, I'm not going to call this, oh, they're starting to slip Napoli, but Napoli hadn't played a big side in a while, and Lazio got it done. And even Lazio, it's only a few times that Dr. Jekyll showed up, because Mr. Hyde has been showing up pretty often this week. And Strasbourg Steve, I'm sure, was happy with this win, but your takeaways on Lazio-Napoli?
I think Lazio is very impressive. I know we joke around with them, Jekyll and Hyde, but I was listening to some Italian TV, and I have to agree. I think they're playing very good soccer, and it's the first time in a long time that Lazio has been playing good soccer and getting results. So they beat Napoli at home, which is not an easy task. You know, Conte loves to protect his home field. He was going to be happy with taking a draw, but he takes the loss, and I guess Napoli has to go back to the drawing board. Can they handle losing? That's the question with Napoli.
We're going to see it next week. And then heartbreak for Monza today, losing 2-1. They try to come back, but Steve, looking at those tables, right? Monza staying in the relegation zone. Udinese going up to 20 points. But I asked Jan this last week, what would be your most, like, hey, what a great surprise this is at this point, 15 games in, like something that is pleasantly surprising to you?
It has to be very easy seeing Fiorentina in fourth and Lazio in fifth.
Okay, so that's pleasantly surprising. What is other than Milan, what is a very big disappointment? I went with Monza last week because it's like 2 years in a row, they were always, you know, mid-table, and there was never a discussion of them going down. What about you? I know Roma last week. Yeah.
Roma and Udine at 10 and 11, very, very big disappointments. I don't think it'll stay like that.
No, there's a lot of games to be played.
There's a lot of games to be played. I don't think it'll stay that. But guys, if we can go back to why I said, guys, we need to be worried as Milan fans. This table here, match day 15, is a major problem. With one game in hand, two and against Bologna, who sit right underneath us, even with that extra game in hand, we are still 2 points behind Juve. Right?
We need a winning streak and surprise, as we would say in French.
6 points behind Lazio and Fiorentina and Inter. And Inter and Fiorentina still have a game in hand against each other. Guys, we're in big trouble. We're in big trouble because this team, without Champions League, and if they're going to go that Excel, the project is Excel 2026, we have a major problem, guys.
And on that note, that segment was brought to you by Fubo.tv, your home for things Serie A and EPL. Serie A Fantasy, Bandito there, still in first. Steve, Jan, he has no time for fantasy soccer. How about you? Do you have time to do any fantasy soccer on your side? How was your week? Did you place your players correctly? What's going on?
I think I might be starting a winning streak, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh.
And this for me is something else. If I have to just double check, I'm not the Fanta Calcio guy, but guys, it might be. No, I lost.
All right. So, you know what? Presidente likes us to use these little transitions before we get to the one Patreon question, and we're going to do with our final thoughts. Nice, short, and sweet. Here we go. TVP. Vinny Mancini sent us a question on Patreon, and I like his question, and I wanted to get your thoughts on this. And he's basically saying, evening, MWP, if Milan fails to qualify for the Champions League next year, what do you think the immediate consequences will be for the 2025-2026 seasons? Missing out would likely limit our spending in the summer market, but it seems that we are already operating with significant constraints. Do you believe the setback would jeopardize some of the key contracts renewals the club is reportedly working on? The big thing is, do you think Redbird has the balls to take decisive actions against the current management for the even decline in squad quality after just 1 year in control? Maybe a wake-up call that professional sporting leadership is really needed. Vinny Mancini, this was very eloquent, very nicely written.
Very ChatGPT.
What do you think would be the immediate impact?
Immediate impact is...
big sale?
Big sales. Sales. I'm going to say plural. Because I don't think Theo Hernandez sticks around for a non-Champions League play. I don't think Mike Maignan sticks around for no Champions League play. And I'm convinced right now that Tijani Reindeers doesn't stick around with no Champions League play. And we're going to have no choice to find someone to take Leao off us. So I think the team will have a complete new face if we don't make Champions League. And this is what's also scary.
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it. No, I got it. Seriously, I insist. I insisted first.
Oh, don't be silly.
You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
No! The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
Because I have absolutely no confidence in this management. Not that they have shown me any, that they will be able to rebuild a team that can fight for Champions League if we don't make the Champions League.
When would you... at what time in this season would you throw in the towel? And I'm not saying, like, you're not going to stop supporting your team. I'm talking about, like, okay, we ain't making Champions League. Are you 15 games behind and we're 10 points back? Do you have, like, something in your mind that's like, okay,
if
your management
10 to 12 points behind fourth spot, 10 to 12, because that's three mistakes. That means that fourth team would have to drop points three times, and I'm saying losses, for us to catch up. Once it gets to double digits behind fourth place, it's pressure time. There's going to be a lot of things that are going to happen at Milan. And then, if it's 10 points behind, at that point in time, will it be too late? Because I don't know when that 10 points gap is going to create itself. That timing also screws us up. We're still playing Champions League, so I don't know what happens after we qualify for that playoff round. I don't think we'll get a bye. Who we're going to play, what we do in the Champions League will also make a little bit of a difference too, because I think that creates Champions League money. But 10 points, double digits behind fourth place for me is, right now, it is, you know, the whole terrorist thing there, the little orange, I'm at red. You know, you're already at red.
You're not even at orange?
I'm at red. I don't have a good feeling about this team. There's just too many things that are happening that are not lining up for what my gut, and again, my opinion. So everybody, the keyboard warriors out there, no one said this.
That's your opinion.
My opinion, I think that if they don't course correct quickly, we miss top four.
So I think I'm gonna have to go with Chiuza. If you're getting, you know, double digits behind fourth place, that's where it's like management needs to start planning and seeing what goes on. Final words, CVP. You know, I'm just going to say, this is social media. This is us. It's regular Stevie P. It's regular Vinny T. We're having a good time. Guys, live your lives. I know it sucks right now being a Milan fan. I know we have high expectations, but in the end, let's not fight against amongst each other. We wanted to have a bit of fun with a thumbnail today, but in the end, life goes on, right? I know it's very easy to go back to Hunty. Guys, you know what? Go back to Milan Weekly Podcast. Go back to the archives. Go look at some videos from 2014, 2015 of me and Stevie V from his basement. That one video of you catching me praying to La Madonna while, looking at that starting lineup, and that year we finished 10th. But guys, I know it's not going to be an easy year. I know I'm a positive guy. I know I'm the hopeless romantic. I know I keep on talking about how last year, I think at this point, we're like, look at Frosinone on top of Lazio. Wow. And Frosinone gets relegated. It's a long season. I get it. We had a bit of fun with Cardinale. In the end, what are your pro management against management? Pro Fonseca. I don't think there is a lot of pro Fonseca guys, Stevie P. But, you know, in the end, siamo... called Rez when Sarin Consar signed for the club the next few weeks. Yeah. Okay, so Paulo's saying that's his code red, but guys, let's just keep on being Milan fans. There's a lot of content out there to enjoy. There's both sides of the spectrum. There's guys like me and you, Steve, that just, you know, just get on here and we just talk, right? We're Milan fans, and there is the contents, would it be, you know, like Milanista 360, they do their own stuff. Milanista Report. We have the Sempre Milan. We have this, we have that. And then we have Gio talking about that, what he saw on TMZ Italia, what Theo did and everything. It's just, guys, let's just have some fun. Forza Milan, always. Again, Steve, I know you're probably going to tell me off for being the hopeless romantic. I just want everybody to be happy. TMZ Italian. No, that's Jan, right? That's Jan. And by the way, Jan couldn't give two fucks. He's just enjoying all this. But closing words for you, my friend.
Get your shit together, Milan. Get your shit together before it's too late.
Supposedly we signed another Chucky. Did you see? Chuckawese, but it ends with an A.
Another person from Chelsea, which I have no problem with, but can we expand our range in the people that we sign so that we can, you know, not have to waste time integrating them in Serie A? That's my message to Moncada. It's great that he has these great connections everywhere, but let's get with the program and let's please start purchasing within the realm of Serie A to make ourselves better.
And on that note, CDP, Wednesday, Coast to Coast is probably going to go on, right? Coast to Coast for a Champions League game. Some guys are having fun in the chats. That's what I like. Stay tuned for they're going to be another, probably next week, another on the MWP network, another busted cultural X tweets, whatever you want to call them nowadays. CDP, what's your week looking like? Maybe I'm going to see you on Sunday for the anniversary.
We will be there.
You will be there. Guys, on that note, thank you very much for joining. We're trying, give it to you the way we see it, right? CDP's vision, my vision. It's our opinions, guys. It that's all it is. That is all it is. Download this audio podcast. It's going to come down earlier in the morning. If not, subscribe. Where's our thing? You know, tell people what they need to do, Steve.
You got to subscribe, guys. It's very important to the channel. You know, we have even hamsters like Lord Figo that's in the chat. He's an Inter guy. He's going to hit the subscribe. He's going to hit the little cherry so that he gets a notification when the seven-time Champions League winner channel comes on, Lord Figo. So start typing in your little chat behind your little computer and your little mutand.
Why are you getting your little, my attention? Your little mutans?
Because I love it. He has little mutans. He probably has a little canotier. He's typing. He's probably half Portuguese because he says he's Lord Figo. Once he hits subscribe, and he's a subscriber to the network, and we're good to go.
You know, when you got haters, you know you've made it. On that note, ovunque e sempre, guys. Forza Milan.
Forza Milan!
Ciao.